Transform with Light, a guide to inner radiance and planetary healing. Light is more than just illumination. In the universe, it is a fundamental force of transformation, connection, and healing. When you learn to call upon and radiate light, you tap into a potent energy that can strengthen your connections to your higher self, to the earth, to others. You can transmute dense emotions and bring harmony into your relationships. The light you send out doesn't diminish. It returns to you multiplied. Why light is the key to transformation? First, there's energy shift. Light is a potent force that can shift energy from lower to higher vibrations, facilitating transformation. Light facilitates a higher self connection. It deepens your link to your soul, your higher self, to spiritual guides, enhancing your intuition and wisdom. It's involved in energy healing. Light can be directed for energy healing, supporting your body, your mind. Light is for heart activation. Sending and receiving light expands your capacity for love, compassion, and opening your heart to self-love. Light is also wonderful for planetary healing. When you radiate light, you contribute to the light of the planet and world peace, becoming a beacon for higher vibration and for positive change. Now, as you begin to learn to work with light, before you begin, take a moment to set your intention. What do you wish to transform or change with light today? Is it a personal transformation? Is there a goal you're working toward, like selling a home, creating a joyful experience, supporting your own personal health and well-being? Is it a community and group goal? Is there someone in your circle who could use the benefit from light, or a shared project you want to energize and manifest? And lastly, global healing. Do you feel called to send light for world peace, animals, Mother Earth? Simply naming your intention begins to align your energy and prepare your field for a light transmission. Let's move on to charging yourself with inner light. This is not about effort. It's about invitation. Light is living consciousness that responds instantly to your call. How to invite light in? Close your eyes gently. Take a deep breath in and softly say or think, "I invite light to come to me now." As you breathe in, imagine your energy becoming a beautiful beacon. Let this image be enough. Make any small physical adjustments to your posture that bring you more comfort. As you breathe out, let the light settle within your core. So again, breathe in, saying and inviting light to come into you now. And as you breathe out, feel it settling within you. Now, next step, anchor the light in your spine. Now, with your next deep breath in, feel the light entering your spine. Imagine your spine as a luminous rod extending above your head and deep into the earth's core. Take a moment to feel the connection between your spine and the earth. A grounding, a stabilizing sensation. It's a force for your energy body. And once you fill your spine with light and you anchor into the earth via that sensation of the earth coming up through your feet, through your body, or in through your hands and into your spine. Next, radiate this light throughout your body. From your spine, feeling the white light, seeing the white light, whichever works for you, sensing it, let it gently, naturally expand outward. Imagine fine lines of light extending into every part of your body, your cells, your DNA, every part of your body. You might want to choose the color of your light or the intensity of your light. Is it golden? Is it bluish white? Or something else entirely? Adjust its intensity and radiance so it feels comfortable and right for you and your field. Lastly, create your light sphere. Imagine this light forming a gentle sphere or cocoon all around you. Front, back, above, below. Extend the sphere beyond your body, into the room, and around your home, or wherever you are. Let it encompass people that are present, or anyone you've chosen to send light to. Feel into the boundary of your light. Does it feel soft? Does it fade softly? Or is it very clearly defined? Adjust it until it feels just right for you. So let's go over these steps again. The first thing is inviting light in with your breath. In breath, inviting the light to come in. Out breath, letting it settle, anchoring the light to your spine. So have a sense of your spine. And in your next deep breath, feel the light entering your spine. Imagine it as a luminous rod extending from above your head deep into the earth's field. Then radiate the light through your body. That's step three. Step four, you can choose or sense or visualize a color or the intensity of the light. Often it's either golden, bluish white, white, whatever feels comfortable for you. And then lastly, create your light sphere, which is a gentle sphere or cocoon all around you. Now, with all this, you're ready to transmit light to others and to the world, to those areas in the world or happenings or events in the world that you feel need light and its high vibration. Well, let's go through sending light to a person first. Now that you're charged and coherent, you can become a transmitter of light. When you send light, you change the energy of whatever you focus on into a higher, finer vibration, which supports manifesting and healing. So sending a light to a person. Bring to mind someone you wish to send light to. Begin by radiating light through your entire body as if this person was inside your light sphere or your light cocoon. Then, if it feels natural, imagine light flowing directly from your hands and heart to their hands or heart. Use the method that feels most comfortable and authentic to you. Many times, you may want to send your light to the matrix surrounding the person rather than directly into them. Now, let's try sending light to a situation or a goal that you want to increase the vibration. Recall the intention you had earlier, whatever it might be that involves a situation or a goal. Charge yourself with light, becoming as clear as a crystal. Then send light to that specific situation or goal. If it's a goal, think of the goal, visualize it, sense it, send light to it. Please, as you're doing this, just stay with sending the light. Keep mind chatter, negative chatter, doubt chatter out of this. If you have it, start again. Keep this just light, you and the goal in your mind or the situation. Once you sense the light becoming clear as crystal, then send the light to that neutral situation or goal. Just send it. you can imagine it as a beam coming from your heart or a gentle wave from your whole body, supporting the manifestation of the goal or the lifting of the vibration of the event. And finally, transform a personal challenge with light. Think of a situation you want to improve or change. What does the energy of this situation feel or look like to you? Stay with that feeling for a moment. If it's a negative, choose to step into neutrality, into positive feeling, into peace or joy. Then charge yourself with light and radiate it directly to this situation. Peacefully observe how the light begins to change the energy. How is it different from your original feeling or energy? And then take a deep breath and move from it. Lastly, if you're noble, or you just hope to change the situation in the world, especially for world peace, a joyful world. This involves expanding your awareness to a global intention, like, as we just said, world peace, nature, Mother Earth, animals. As you send light to these vast fields, notice how your own light becomes brighter and arrives at what's necessary for this field. It may become more beautiful, more intense, change colors. And as you do this, you are also sending light to yourself. So those are the ways, the four ways and places actually to send light. And the last thing I just want to talk about briefly is when you send light, light comes back to you. It multiplies your radiance. It's never lost. It returns to you exponentially, deepening your own coherence, your own joy, and sense of peace. By practicing this simple act of charging and radiating light, you have not only helped others, but helped yourself. So enjoy this practice. It's remarkable. Take care.